Game over. It's the Footy Wrap, football's round in review. And the early markets for next weekend with Adam White and Andrew Hughes.
Yes, welcome to another edition of the Footy Wrap. You're with Andrew Hughes, Adam White with us in the RSN 927 studios to talk football off the back of another busy weekend. How are you, Adam?
I'm good, thank you, Andrew. And certainly a busy weekend of AFL football, but also a significant weekend with some of the way the results fell. I think we're down to probably 11 now that can make the finals, maybe 10. But it was a weekend where a couple of teams certainly announced themselves and a couple that really let themselves down.
One side that doesn't have to announce themselves, they have arrived. Richmond, they are now well and truly the benchmark, or are we getting a bit carried away? Because everyone's now saying it's Richmond and trying to find a challenger.
Yeah, look, I think it's whenever a team is clear on top of the ladder, which Richmond is now, they're a game and percentage clear on top, and based on their next four, Geelong on Friday night, then they've got Gold Coast, Essendon and the Bulldogs, you'd think now that Richmond will finish on top. You do tend to try and find chinks in the armour of the top team, whether you look through teams like, you know, Hawthorn and Geelong and Sydney of the past to work out whether they're at their absolute best and you know, how can you beat them, have they got a weakness, all those sorts of things. I think the thing with Richmond is that they're just trying to bank wins. They're just trying to stay there on top of the ladder, inside that top two until they reach the final series. So I think they're going fine. I don't think they're at their best against Collingwood, and who knows, if the Magpies didn't get their injuries, perhaps they could have got a little bit closer and perhaps even won. But I still felt that Richmond looked the better team when the game was up for grabs in that first half. Their intensity was at their best, and while I think they can still play a little bit better, it's hard to play well for 23 weeks, so I think Richmond still remain the team to beat.
A term you often use in betting segments on the station, rock bottom price. It's almost getting to the stage now where the all up across the finals would be maybe bigger than the outright price, because as we speak this morning, Tab have Richmond now at $2.50 to win the premiership.
Yeah, I think that's maybe a little bit short, but I wouldn't have them any more than $3, because I think at the end of the day, they're on top of the ladder, as I said, a game and percentage clear. It now does appear that they're going to get that MCG finals run that they want. It's where they play their best football. Obviously, they're breaking all sorts of records at the MCG. They've got a fit list. I don't know really what else they have to do.
It's going to be a bit of a quirk, isn't it? A little bit of the luck of the draw will be who comes through their section. I mean, if they struck a Melbourne or a Geelong on an MCG September as opposed to maybe a Giants on the road or a West Coast.
I've said this before, Andrew. The way the final series is set up, it's like a Grand Slam tennis tournament. It just depends on who you're getting your draw. And you're right. I mean, if Richmond get a West Coast or a Port Adelaide or a Giants in that first final, you'd think they'd start, you know, $1.30 and get themselves through to a preliminary final. But if they face a Melbourne or a Geelong or even maybe a Collingwood, it would be a little bit tighter in the odds. So, look, I just think that they're the best team in it. They are the defending champions, and there's no reason to suggest through 20 weeks that they're still not the team to beat.
Well, aside from Richmond, nearly every other side in the eight have had a run of a few losses through a few weeks, which is the reason the West Coast Eagles are still second this morning, despite losing yesterday. Have they ridden the storm? What do you make of the Eagles?
I thought they were really disappointing yesterday against North Melbourne. It seems, what I'm going to say, might seem a bit harsh, but it just seemed that they turned their toes up a bit when it was a bit tough. Well, the weather wasn't great. It was cold. North Melbourne really came to play, and the Eagles, without Kennedy, without Shuey, without Nat Nui, just didn't look like they were interested in fighting. It probably won't make a difference, but it does still leave them a little bit vulnerable when you look at in their next four matches. They've still got Port Adelaide away and Melbourne at home to come. They'd need to be winning both of those matches just to be safe in that second position. I think their percentage is probably going to save them. They're now a game clear of Collingwood and Port Adelaide. The Magpies and Port Adelaide have both got difficult runs. So I still think the Eagles are going to finish in second spot, but just losing yesterday does mean that they've got to keep their eye on the game over the next month to keep that second position, which obviously gives them the opportunity for two home finals. But I don't think they're good enough to win the premiership, Andrew, even though they did beat Collingwood really well 2 weeks ago. For me, they're not a premiership team.
The Footy Wrap with Andrew Hughes, Adam White on RSN 927. Collingwood are equal second favourites at tab, $8 for the premiership. They keep on missing players, so either they have much more depth than we ever thought, or they're doing a terrific job of cohesion on a day when they're not with their best. What do you make of the Magpies?
I think both of what you've said is correct. I think they do have terrific depth, but I think they've reached a point now where I can't see how they can be a premiership contender. They're $8 at the tab. I just don't think they're going to be able to compete with the best teams in September with the amount of quality players that are out of their team. If you think back to Saturday, you know, now they've lost Scharenberg. They're already without Dunn. So in defence, they're really vulnerable against teams that have got good quality key forwards, as they saw when they couldn't beat West Coast 2 weeks ago. Their forward line is makeshift, but it works because they've got so many versatile players down there. But in a final series, how are they going to hold up? They've lost Elliott again. I know he's had no impact on this season, but he's someone that they would have liked to have brought into the mix come September. They've just got to worry about winning at least one more, maybe two more. I still don't think Collingwood will finish inside the top four. And once they finish outside the top four with a vulnerable list because of injuries, I think they're just going to fall short. So they're sitting third at the moment, but I don't see that continuing.
Well, Port Adelaide lost to Frio a few weeks ago, then they lost to the Giants. But as I said before, because sides in the eight have rarely been on lengthy runs of wins, all of them have sort of almost helped status quo the others. Port into fourth spot with that win yesterday.
Yeah, I thought they were very good in the second half because it was a really difficult game in Ballarat. The conditions were awful. The Doggies made it a bit of a scrap. But really, when you look at it, at the end of the day, they won and won quite well. Look, they've got the artillery. They've got the team that on their day I still think is really, really dangerous. But when you look at their next four, they've got the showdown this week against Adelaide, then they've got West Coast at home, and then Collingwood away, and then finish with Essendon. It's a difficult draw for them to stay inside the top four. I think they'd need to win at least three of their last four to be feeling like they can finish in the top four. I think they're good enough to do that. Three of their last four are at home. So I think, in a way, it's up to them. I reckon Port Adelaide and West Coast are quite similar in that when the pressure's really on, particularly away from home, I'm not sure whether they're quite good enough, but I'd prefer to be in the Port Adelaide camp than the West Coast camp when you look at their best 22.
It's RSN 927's Footy Wrap.
Looking back at the AFL, looking through the ladder positions is Adam White. You're with Andrew Hughes. And the Giants, who you were spruiking as a danger side, even when lots of people may be about to write them off, they're fifth on the ladder. They are coming, as they say, and they're in that logjam of sides at tab that is $8 or $9 to win the premiership. I have a feeling you think they're one of the real genuine chances, Adam.
I think they'll finish inside the top four, and once they finish inside the top four, they are going to be the dangerous team outside Richmond, I think. They've got Carlton this week at Etihad Stadium, then they've got Adelaide in Canberra, Sydney at home, and then finish with Melbourne at the MCG. I think they'll win a minimum of three of their last four matches, and considering they're already only 2 points off second, I do think the Eagles, with a much easier run than Port Adelaide, Collingwood, and West Coast, even better than West Coast, I think the Giants will definitely at least finish inside the top four. They didn't play particularly well against St Kilda, but they just, for whatever reason, St Kilda match up reasonably well against them. But when they needed to play well on Saturday, they did. They've still got Scully to come back into that team. They're confident Zach Williams will come back into the team as well before the end of the year. And Jeremy Cameron has now served his suspension. It wasn't as costly as we all thought it would be. So he'll certainly walk back into that team this week. They should get another big confidence booster against the Blues. Percentage is irrelevant to them. They've just got to keep banking the wins. And, as I said, they're only 2 points now outside the top four and 2 points ahead of teams like Melbourne, Hawthorn and Geelong. And I can't see any of those three teams getting ahead of them.
Well, the Demons are in sixth spot on the table. They could have been out of the eight if they'd lost, but you get the feeling that even though there's work to be done, that result in Adelaide on Saturday night, that was the one I think that means they will play in September. They'll tell us otherwise just yet, but that was a huge result, whether it was just law of averages, whether they were due. but that was the scalp they needed. Mind you, they've picked up that scalp twice this season. Was that the defining result for them?
Oh, not yet. Not yet. I think it was a very good win from them, particularly how poorly they started. They were 20 points down really before the game got going, and you kind of thought, oh, this is going to be really difficult for the Demons to get back into the game. But through the middle phase of the match, they were clearly the better team. Adelaide had a bit of luck early, the way they were able to score their goals, and Melbourne didn't panic. And once they got the game on their terms, they played some really good football. And that's the thing with Melbourne. To me, they're the dangerous team. I talked about the Giants being a dangerous team, but I see them being a dangerous team inside the top four. I think Melbourne's the floater that on their day, they could almost beat anybody. It's just a question of whether they can be consistent enough through a final series to be able to win from outside the top four. As I said, I still think they need two more wins. When you look at their draw, Gold Coast this week, so you bank that as a win. But then they've got Sydney at the MCG, West Coast away, and then the Giants to finish at the MCG. Mm. So it's not an easy run. That Sydney one is the one that they'll really want to win, just to make sure they're okay going to those last two matches. So, as I said, I think, you know, they're a little vulnerable, but having said that, with the way that they play, I think they're a team that a lot of other clubs would be worried about.
Well, Hawthorn was the side you said should make it about a month ago when we had the logjam. Given their draw, as we know, it never always exactly works out the way you think it will, but they boosted their percentage yesterday, had a big win on the road, and a huge game this week. Tie in with your thoughts on the Hawks, because $1.90 each of two at TAB for Essendon Hawthorn.
Yeah, look, I thought Hawthorn actually, even though they won by 10 goals, should have won by a lot more. They had Freo on the rack to win by 100 points there in that third quarter. And percentage is going to be important to them. So as it stands at the moment, they're in seventh spot with 11 wins, but their next four, Essendon, Geelong, St Kilda and Sydney. And that game against Sydney is at the SCG and could actually determine a spot in the finals. So they're certainly not safe. I don't think Hawthorn are a premiership contender. I just don't think they're quite good enough. Look, Mitchell and O'Meara were fantastic yesterday. They had 70-odd disposals between them and three goals. But I just think they're still too light in the midfield to match it with the good teams. And I think they will struggle against Essendon on the bigger ground at the MCG. It's a big test for the Hawks. But as I said, I just don't think they're good enough. And if you look at all the teams inside the top eight at the moment, Hawthorn are the team that, to me, looks out of place inside that top eight.
To Geelong, who are in the eight at the moment in eighth spot, and I think you've said a few times this year, if every side in the comp plays to their best, Geelong is certainly amongst the best in the comp. It's whether they can produce that. What do you think of where they sit now?
Yeah, I maintain that with Geelong. I think the Cats will definitely make the finals because their last two are Fremantle and Gold Coast at home at Cadinia Park. So that gets them that 13 wins. They've got Richmond this Friday night, and then they've got Hawthorn. So to me, it's just a question of whether they can somehow find a way to finish inside the top four, maybe jag fourth spot. I think they'll win three of their last four, which puts them in a pretty good spot to potentially finish inside the top four. If not, they're going to be in position five or six on the table and have a home final in that first week, maybe even at Cadinia Park, depending on where the cards fall. But, look, Geelong, they are a little bit inconsistent. They did what they had to do to win against Brisbane on the weekend, but I still feel that their best is still almost the best. It's just a question of whether they're going to be able to provide that enough times through a final series to be a premiership contender. But to me, I think they're one of only four or five teams that can win the whole thing.
Well, just to a few of the sides outside the eight this morning in our final few minutes in the footy wrap, the Sydney Swans are in ninth. They're out of the eight on percentage, and it's hard to see a ladder when we don't see Sydney in the eight, but this is not, Adam, the Sydney of the recent years.
No, it's not. They've really fallen in a hole, haven't they? I mean, they were really ordinary on the weekend. Collingwood at the SCG, followed by Melbourne at the MCG, the Giants at Spotless, and then finish with Hawthorn at the SCG. They'll need at least two wins, but with a percentage of only 109, that might not be enough to get them in. So I just don't think they're going to... I don't think they're playing well enough. They've got too many injury concerns and too many teams that just frankly are better than them. I think they've got a chance to beat Collingwood on Saturday night because it's almost like that. It's their big final. They're definitely gone if they don't win on Saturday night. But just from what I've seen over the last month, they've lost three of their last four. I just don't think they're playing well enough.
Well, when Carlton beat the Gold Coast on the weekend, one of the first things I thought was, how bad are Sydney going? North Melbourne, the bridesmaids so often, are they just looming for a just miss?
No, well, probably.
Can you put them in? They're probably, a game out and percentage out.
Well, they're definitely going to win three of their last four. They've got Brisbane this week. I think they'll beat Brisbane at the Gabba. Then they've got the Bulldogs at Etihad, Adelaide at Adelaide Oval, and then finish with St Kilda.
13 often gets you in. This and year, maybe 13, not.
Well, 13, their percentage is 110. If you look at the teams around them, Melbourne 127, Hawthorn 122, Geelong 120, percentage might just be a bit too much for them. But they'd need other teams to help them out to get there. But that was a good win yesterday against West Coast. They played very well.
Well, one side that they lost to might cost them a spot in the eight. That's the Bombers. The Bombers, I think, 8 of the last 10, and goodness me, they are just playing as well as any side. What do you see happening to them? And earlier, it sounded as though you're going to tip them against Hawthorn this week.
Yeah, I think they'll beat Hawthorn. I mean, they've won 8 of their last 10, as you said. The only two losses against Richmond and Collingwood are sitting first and third on the ladder. So I think they'll win their next two, Hawthorn, and then they've got St Kilda after that, which gets them to 48. But then they've got Richmond and finish with Port Adelaide away from home. So I think they're going to fall at least a game short. Their percentage of only 102 means that they're not going to get past Essendon. They're not going to get past North Melbourne, in my view, because I think you can give North Melbourne three wins. And even if you gave North Melbourne two wins, if they were to lose to Brisbane, with that Essendon draw, Hawthorn, St Kilda, Richmond and Port Adelaide, I think they're only going to win at least a maximum of two there. So their problem is, in the first 2 months of the season, they lost to the Bulldogs, Fremantle and Carlton. That's what's going to cost them a spot in the finals.
Well, they're the only sides really left in the race for the eight. We will talk more footy during the week on The Breakfast Club, the footy late mail with your betting tips later in the week. For now, Adam, thanks for wrapping up the weekend's footy.
Thanks, Andrew.
You can hear the footy wrap again on iTunes, on Facebook, and on the podcast page at rsn.net.au.